Hello and welcome to Follow Me and Die. I'm your host, Larry Hamilton, and today I'm at the local convention, Marmalade Dog, here in Kalamazoo, Michigan at Western Michigan University. And today you'll hear some background sounds as I interview artist Lindsay Pullis. Next up, the interview.
Hello, this is Larry Hamilton of Follow Me and Die, and I'm here with artist Lindsay Pullis. And she is here at Marmalade Dog offering her art for sale as well as trying to garner some new business. And I thought I'd interview her and ask her a few questions. So, Lindsay, is this your first time at Marmalade Dog?
Yes, it is.
What made you decide to come here?
I was looking for a convention that might be a little smaller to start out with. This is my first one selling as an artist. So I was hoping for something smaller. And I love board games. So it was just interesting to see what everyone was playing. I would love to be out there playing, but...
Sure. I hear you. So how long have you been an artist?
How long? For as long as I can remember. I have been drawing basically my entire life, starting with crayons, of course. Then I worked my way up to colored pencils, and now I'm doing digital art.
Great. And so you went to school as an artist, but that's not your current job.
Nope, it's not, unfortunately, as much as I want it to be.
So what are you working in as your day job?
I actually work at Aldi's, which is a grocery store.
Yes, okay, I know it. I've been there. But you do work on the side. Mm-hmm. You've got some interesting things. What's your favorite style of art to create?
I love making creatures and characters. That's my absolute favorite thing to do. I do like environment pieces, but it's really fun to just design a creature or a character and just run with it.
Great. And so have you had much success with selling things here at the con?
Yeah, today is better than yesterday, but Saturdays usually are.
The wheels of commerce interrupted us there, so let's try to get back on track here. So, you work at a grocery store, you do art in your spare time, and how close are you to being able to turn your back on the grocery industry and create art full-time?
Long ways away. Unfortunately, art does not always pay the bills, and since I'm just now getting into the convention scene, it's going to take a while, a couple years, to get established in the convention scene and get more people into my artwork and getting my name out there, so it definitely takes a while. I graduated from Kendall College almost 2 years ago, so it definitely takes a while to get the wheels going.
Yes, I understand. Well, you've got quite a bit of talent here. You've got some interesting things. I'll share links to all of her sites where you can check out her art yourselves. And if you've got any projects where you're needing an artist, check her out. I have talked to her as a possibility for art for my card game, and she's done card games and board game art, so she does have experience. So if you are looking to help out... So if you're looking to help out an up-and-coming artist, check out her stuff. So is there anything else you can tell us that would interest us in hiring you to do our art?
I'm pretty much willing to draw whatever. I like drawing pretty much anything. Art has been my passion my whole life, so to be able to do that as a living would be amazing, and I'm open to pretty much trying anything out. Whatever you got, I can even come up with the ideas. Just tell me what.
Awesome. Great. So what kind of games do you like to play? You mentioned board games. Anything in particular?
Pretty much anything. I am one of those people that if you got a new board game to try, I'm willing to play it. I have a game night with friends every month, and we try out a new game every week or every month, and it's just fun. I like any board games. I play a lot of video games as well. This is primarily what I play, but I love board games.
What about role-playing games? Have you ever tried those?
Yes, I would love to get an actual D&D group together. But all my friends are on different schedules, so it would never work out, but I would love to do that.
Have you heard about Roll20 and other opportunities that let you get people together to game online?
I have not. I feel like I have vaguely heard about it, but I wouldn't know anything, any details. I feel like I've heard it before, but...
Well, it's a website that allows you to have a virtual tabletop.
Okay.
And have your character sheets and the creatures and maps, and you can even have sounds and stuff.
I think you said
that. And you can play with people anywhere in the world.
That's cool.
I've played in games with people all the way from England to Australia.
Oh, wow.
And awesome. It's rather interesting to be able to just get together, because sometimes you can't get people in a real-life game.
Yeah.
You don't have a schedule to go to the local game store.
Yeah.
You can get a group of people together. And there's lots of games on there you can find. So that may be something you might want to try out.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I've never heard of it. I feel like I've heard the name, but I didn't know any of the details about it.
Yeah, just Roll20, if you Google it, you'll find it.
Roll20. Oh, cool. That sounds awesome. Yeah, I would love to look at that, because I've always wanted to get into that D&D scene.
Awesome. Very, very interesting. So thank you very much for taking the time to interview me. I hope this bears some fruit for you and moves you a little bit of a step closer towards that dream of working full-time as an artist. That'd be cool.
It would be. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
And here's the end blurb. You can find Follow Me and Die at my blog, followmeanddie.com. Here on Anchor and the other places where my podcast is syndicated, Follow Me and Die on YouTube, and you can find me on various sites where you see my social media avatar by the amazing Satine Phoenix. I have a social page on my blog that directs to all of my various social media. To get more of my thoughts and opinions in the realm of RPGs and games, check out my other sites. I also contribute to Multiverse.World by the new TSR. If you like the podcast and the other things I share online, there are a few ways you can support my efforts. First, tell me and tell others. Just getting the word out is important. Consider backing me on my Patreon. Patrons get a vote on what PDF I publish next on One Bookshelf. You can check out my growing list of PDFs at either DriveThruRPG or RPG Now. And if you like what you see, please let me know. And if there's something that doesn't quite suit you, please let me know. Constructive criticism is very important for those of us who publish our own PDFs. I also have a Teespring store where you can get a shirt with my logo, the same one by Satine Phoenix. Thanks for listening, and game on!